So if you will first tell me your name and spell it for me.
My name is Roger Dyer, R-O-G-E-R-D-Y-E-R.
Okay, and then if you will just kind of tell us a brief overview of what you're going to be talking about today.
Well, as the one of the church historians for Macedonia Baptist Church, I'd like to kind of go through a presentation we made to that church. It goes back to the original church in 1839. And then from that, maybe go off on tangents a little about post offices, roads, and people that were pertinent to that area.
Okay.
Macedonia and Presley, Georgia.
Okay, perfect. You can begin.
Okay, I'd like to start with there is a hand-drawn plat, if you will, that was drawn back in 1932, and that shows, it's so interesting, that it shows Highway 75 and 17, as we know that comes from Helen, Georgia, and comes down, and there was no way to take a left on 76 before the lake. Sunnyside Road did not come into Highway 76. And so if you would go back and could look at this, you'd see that the first Macedonia Baptist Church, formed in 1839, was on the Hiawatha River, just before you cross the river. Now, if you would go to the wood that is colored there, and after 1942, when the lake was backed up, the dam was completed, Highway 76 coming from Clayton did not come in on the Buckscuffle side or on the what we call the east side of the river. There was two bridges built, and it comes down right in front of the Macedonia Baptist Church as we know it today, sitting on top of the hill. Right where Dollar General is today, that is Sunnyside Road that comes in and does come into Highway 76. What is interesting, if you would look at the top left of this slide, you'll see that barely can see Highway 75 coming into 76. But in 1839, when the church was started, there was no 76, so the road came straight down, and you can see the road bed, came down behind the church, and there was a bridge right there that crossed the Hiawatha River. And then the road came out into then Highway 76. And Buckscuffle Road that we know today comes in, came in just to the left of this picture. Doesn't really show it, but most people come in today just to see Macedonia Baptist Church, they see Sunnyside, and have no idea of what the road looked like back in the early 1800s.
So Macedonia has always served as kind of like a landmark for people coming into Hiawatha from that direction, hasn't it?
That is so true.
Sitting up on top of the hill. It's always been kind of that first thing they see coming into town.
Absolutely. And then the community today is called Macedonia because of the church of where it is. But so anyway, what I would like to do now is go a couple slides over. You see the one with Macedonia Baptist Church sign in front. That was, of course, just added here when we did the overhead. That was the first church, First Macedonia Baptist Church, 1839, that was built down in what we call the bend of the river. There was a bend of the Hiawatha River right in front of the church. And that was the baptizing hole, if you will. And that's where people go to get baptized. A lot of the preachers of this area would use that area for baptizing. And again, that was, we'll get into it just a little more, but Mr. Josiah Carter, he and 11 other people got together, started this church. Mr. Josiah Carter donated the land for the church and built it, but the one we see here is the first church, okay? And then uh, And then the next slide will show that it was organized by Major Josiah Carter and 11 other members, and he deeded the land for the church. But what is interesting is we were talking earlier, when the Macedonian Baptist Church was built, there was no Towns County. And what happened in 1856, I believe, when Towns County was formed, some of the city fathers, if you will, their governments, thought that there should be no way that a person could not leave his home in a wagon, go to the county seat, buy food, trade, vote, and not to be able to be back home that night, which was roughly 20 miles, was a train of thought, okay? So they took part of Union County and part of Rayburn County and made Towns County in 1856, okay? So I've got a note here that says some of the records from Union County Courthouse where the church was sitting, you know, later burned, and we didn't have it, but I know if you would go over to the area around Tate City, getting a little away from the presentation, that was a part of Rayburn County that was cut off, if you will, to make Towns County, okay? Now, what is interesting, this First Macedonian Baptist Church down on the river was used by soldiers during the Civil War. Some of the Union soldiers came through, was very nice about it, from what my great-grandparents would tell me. They wanted to spend the night. Could we use the church? Sure, they allowed them. They took the benches out of the church, let the horses eat out of the benches. The soldiers slept in the church. But when they left, they swept it out. Everything was wiped down clean. But it's interesting that how the soldiers used First Macedonian Baptist Church. You know, as far as...
So they left it in better shape than they found it.
Better shape, probably, than they found it. Like we should do when yeah. we go in. That's true.
Let me ask you this. Uh-huh. You said the church was founded in 1839. Uh-huh. What other churches were in the community, in the area at that time?
Well, I'll put it like this. I believe Macedonian Baptist Church is the oldest church.
So there were no other documented
that's
churches.
Right. That's right. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't... Forgot that, but that's right. Now, this other map is very, very interesting, and I'm going to kind of go off on a few tangents here. But if you notice at the top right, you see Hiawassee? Okay, where Macedonian Church was built on the river, you see just below Hiawassee, you see the little community called Shady Grove. Shady Grove was a post office that was right at the intersection of High Tower Creek and Hiawassee River. Okay, came together, lots of trees in that area, very fertile, wet, and they call it Shady Grove, Georgia. There's a post office. Now, if you go to maps, and I don't have it here, but you can look at a map even today, this area, it will show that as Osborne on the Highway 76. Mr. Osborne, which would be Tyler, your great, great, great third grandfather, was the postmaster.
Jesse Osborne.
Yeah, Jesse Osborne at this post office. So, but anyway, that was, again, when the church was built, it was called Shady Grove, Georgia. Okay? Then the next one would, slide will address that even further, but you know, Macedonian Baptist Church turned out to be really a landmark, if you will, because the community became known as Macedonia Community because of the church, okay? And what is interesting, some of the old-timers I remember talking to as a kid referred to Macedonia area as Lower Hiawassee. It is on the south side. But we referred to Gumlog is the lower end of the county when it was really on the north side. So just interesting tidbits I wanted to throw out as how we thought of Towns County. You know, you're the lower end, we were up north because we were the mountains of Macedonia, but it was Lower Hiawassee.
Yeah.
This was a picture of the church was moved, but just one of the Sunday school classes, but One of the gentlemen on the right, the teacher there, I believe you see, is, if I'm not mistaken, is Mr. Bob Wilson. Mm-hmm. You know what is funny? I ran across this in an old piece of paper in the Macedonia history file. And a lot of us maybe want to be pastors, but do you ever know what the salary of a pastor was in the 1930s? Macedonia Baptist Church paid his pastor $15.75 per year. They gave you 28 bushels of corn. Naturally, you grab that and you have your bread. 3 bushels of potatoes, 4 kids of fruit, and 2.5 gallons of syrup. And some of my grandchildren today said, well, Papa, man couldn't live off that. I said, honey, you take the corn and the cornbread, 2.5 gallons of syrup, I could live off of that, you know?
Yeah.
So it is so interesting. And then they changed preachers. In 1931, the salary was $54.20. But you can see they got the syrup and a bushel of onions, half bushel of peas, a bushel of rye, and 16 bushels of corn. It was kind of like a bargain for the Word of God, if you will. So
was all of the tangible supplies, did the church have to go out and buy them, or did the members donate them?
Donate them.
Yes.
Okay. And we'll get good point, and I'll get into that in just a second. Now, some of the first members of Macedonia Baptist Church, which part of the Carter family, et cetera, was buried in what we call the Carter Cemetery. If you haven't been there, don't go, because I'm telling you, because it's on private property. But if you go up by the Taos County High School where the bus garage is, and go right behind it and go up on top of the mountain, there's about 50-something graves up there. And the FFA group and all have gone up, cleaned this property up. It is beautiful, okay? But that was where Josiah Carter was buried. And okay, the next one is an old photo of the singing group. They call it the singing school. This was about 1934. And I believe there's 50-something members here. Mr. L.Q. Taylor was the teacher, but singing was very, very good at Macedonia Baptist Church. They had a lot of talent in there. And you know what is interesting? Every year, one weekend a year, they'd have a singing bee on the square in Hiawassee. All the churches would come in on with their wagons, and all the members come to the square, and each church would sing hymns and the gospel music. And, of course, I guess I'm a little biased here, but Macedonia won that several years, and you look at the talent they had. And, of course, my mother was was part of this group, okay? Now, you asked a question there a while ago as far as how did we pay the preacher? How did we get the money to help build churches, et cetera? The church in 1932 came up with what they call a God's Acre Plan.
Mm-hmm.
And what it was, different members of the church would donate 1 acre of land from their farm in the Hiawassee River community, and all the men would get together, prepare the land, and plant it one day, cultivate it one day, and of course harvest it. And all of them would, participate in it, and then they would take the crop, sell some for money, give some to the preacher, pay for services, et cetera. Called God's Acre Plan. And then the next one is, I know it's hard to see, but shows on my dad's farm on Sith Creek, some of the members are plowing a field preparing the God's Acre.
Okay.
Well, we know what happened in 1942, don't we? TVA came in and decided it was going to build a dam. at the hydropower. And what was the church to do? You know, the preacher said, well, we pray. You know, are we going to go away? We're going to have a new church, whatever we're going to do. Was able to buy the property just west of where the church was, up on the hill, which was called the Doc Nichols property, at the very end of Sunnyside Road. And they hired Elgin Brown and Walter Taylor to tear down that first church that I showed you, move it up the hill, reassemble it for $300.
So they deconstructed the original church and moved it
up there. And for $300, and I've told many people, I said, man, I'd like those people to build my house today, wouldn't you?
Exactly.
But anyway, I know I'm moving mighty fast, but I know we'll take people's time and show you kind of some of the history. Here now is a picture of the second church, the one for Dad, and it moved up on the hill. And this church is situated right behind current Macedonia Church in the parking lot. If you went behind our church in the parking lot, that's where this church sat. This is where I went to church. This is where the congregations went Sunday. The gentleman with the white shirt standing in the middle of the door is Brother Sim Martin. And Sim was very instrumental in building this church, and later on in the third church, and et cetera. But anyway, that is the second church. Let me throw something in. These gentlemen, most of them were members of Macedonia Baptist Church. But the group of men you're looking at here is called the Hiawassee River Road Crew. If we had some torrential rains, flooding, snowfall, whatever, and some of the road caved off, and these gentlemen were called. You didn't have a bulldozer or a road scraper, okay? And if you'll notice the size of those shovels, that's bigger than what we see today in the hardware store. And these gentlemen would take these shovels and clear the road or clean out a ditch if it, you know, started running out into the road. So a couple things I want to point out, the third person from the left in the back row was my grandfather, Elbert Rogers. But then you go all the way to the right in the back, and you see the person that is real tall. That is my great uncle, Jim Preston. So my grandpa married Jim Preston's sister. Now, I'm 6'6". When I walk in here and looking up at me, how tall, you can see my great-grandpa, Jim Presley, and you see where I get my height from the Presleys.
The Presley side.
Absolutely. So, and I don't have all the names here to give you these people, but every one of them were on the Hiawassee River Valley in Macedonia, okay? Absolutely. But they call them the Hiawassee River Road Crew. Now, just to skip to another slide here, a Sunday school class in the second church on the hill, and that teacher was Miss Stella Olby. Stella Olby, you know, owns her husband Paul owned the property across the road, really, from Macedonia Church today. Still owned that at the junction, all four sides. So that was Stella Olby. Here's a couple of gentlemen here I wanted to bring up. The person on the left is my uncle, my mother's brother, Herman Rogers. Uncle Herman, when he got through school, his first job was to take over carrying the mail from Hiawassee to Tate City. And they carried the mail by way of a horse, and they carried it through Charlie's Creek, down by the old Rogers place. And you come into Tate City, and you could drive it today. There's a four-wheel drive, I guess. But my grandpa used to carry the mail on a horse, and then Uncle Herman filled in for him years later, okay? But that was his job. Bear with me. The next slide here is a picture of ladies that were, if you will, a member of the WMU, Women's Missionary Unit in Macedonia. It's probably taken back in the late 40s. But my mother is the fourth one right in the middle of the bottom row. But she invited some of the ladies in the neighborhood over, and this is the house I was raised in. And Old Seth Creek, the first house on the right, is now burned, but my red barn today sits right where this house was. And we were in the chicken business, kind of get off just a little tangent. We had two chicken houses, 20,000 white leggers. And in the basement of this house, I would case eggs at night, do my homework, and eat supper at the same time. It's 11 o'clock. So anyway.
You stay busy.
Now, another interesting person in the community was Miss Maddie Sellers and Roy Sellers, her husband. They lived on Sunnyside. But Miss Maddie and Roy made hominy and made soap at the Georgia Mountain Fair for many, many years. If you've been to the fair, you've seen her make hominy and make soap. She would sell her wares there for a little, small sum, and she would take that money, and every bit of it was sent to the Georgia Baptist Children's Home. And she contributed for many, many years. I just thought that that's something. She was a member of Masdow Church. She was one of my first Sunday school teachers and instrumental in raising the first money for the third church.
It'd be amazing to know how much she donated over the years.
Over the years.
I mean,
love those children.
I know.
And, this particular slide here about Macedonia, if you go back, the first electric bill, the old church was $1.35 per month. Wow, could they afford that, you know? And I hope I'm right in telling you this, but you say, well, this church, there was maybe not the TVA, you know, but there was some electricity down at the Hidden Bridge below town that was generated in the first. So I don't know if electricity came from there, if the TVA, et cetera, but I just wanted you to know, $1.35 per electric bill, you know? Homer Kimsey was paid $10 for 14 months' work as a custodian. Now, you think custodian, all they do was clean up the bathrooms. We didn't have bathrooms. It was an outdoor house on top of the hill, okay, at that time. And then, secondly, we all you do is sweep the floors, but they heated with an old stove in the middle of the church. So Homer's job early on Sunday morning was to come over an hour or so ahead, build a fire, and have it rolling good so you'd warm up the church. And they paid him $10 for 14 months' work. And one of the first mottos of the church in 26 was, $1 per year per member for missions. Today, Macedonia gives close to 38% of its income to missions, you know. The first insurance of the church, $4,000 coverage, we paid $53.20, you know. And I won't get into the last one, but in 1928, a member was turned out of the church because of conduct of becoming a Christian. I will say it wasn't a dire, okay? I
don't think. Nor an Osborne, right?
Yeah, Barry and I have a good time. But anyway, we burned a desire to build a new church. 1957, we were splitting at the seams of that old church in the parking lot, and they decided to build a new church. Miss Louise College, their Sunday school class, part of her donations from the hominy and the soap she sold is what we paid $19.31 was the first money raised for the church. The first year, God's Acre plan that I said the members got together, planted crop, brought in $802, so the Lord's at work again to build a third church. Okay. They got the timber, the government gave the timber to High Shoals. And the member logged it during the weekends and built the church. And but anyway, what is so interesting, the subfloor was done on Thanksgiving in 1957. And I can remember being there. We had our first Thanksgiving meal celebration on that, just the floor of the church with no roof. It was a beautiful day, you know. And my sister was the first convert in the third church, by the way. Yes.
So what did they do with the second church?
Second church was torn down. But, good point, some of the wood out of the second church that came from the first church is still being used in the third church.
So they've carried it on. So part of the first church is still there today.
Church, yeah, there today.
So that legacy is almost 200 years old, still being there today.
Good point. Good point. Now I just take you to the pastor was built years later. You know, after that third church, but the next one is a picture of Frank McClure on the right. He's when it built the pastorium. That is my dad, James Dyer, in the middle. He was a church, not the clerk, but finance. And then on the left was Harold Rogers, Janice Rogers. He was the chairman of the deacons. And this particular scene, they were burning the note on the pastorium. There's a little bucket, that's what he's holding, and he's watching the note burn for the pastorium. Not sure the date exactly, but you've all heard of James Dyer and Frank McClure and Harold Rogers. A couple of the early visitors to Macedonia Church was, we had President Jimmy Carter visit one time, and he came in to his friend of his on the Carter farm up on the river. Would came in and had a big meal for him, and some of the folks from Macedonia Church was there. He says, won't you come visit at Macedonia tomorrow? And he said, well, I was just going to ask, what would you suggest? So he did come in with his entourage and sat in the back, and President Jimmy Carter did visit their church. And, of course, years later, we had the University of Georgia quarterback Ray Goff before he became a coach. We came in on Youth Sunday. And most churches have the youth Sunday, and we had him to preach, Ray Goff, who was later on a coach at University of Georgia. So. Well, here we go. We've outgrown our church in 1995. The current church is built beside the third church on the south side. We got more room to grow, okay? And I'm going to show you, bear with me. Yeah. Well, I've got one at the end that will show all the churches, okay? But let me talk just a second about the Macedonia Cemetery. And not the Carter Cemetery over on the hill there above. But anyway, you see Macedonia Cemetery going up Lower Hightower, just past Highway 1775. Let me tell you a little bit how that came about. Just about a quarter of a mile after you go by 1775, going up Hightower, you see this house on the left, Colonel Samuel Jameson House, built back in the early 1800s. But anyway, he lived here. One of his sons, I believe, was very instrumental in Mercer University, if I'm not bad mistaken. Didn't start it, but it's on the board, etc. But anyway, Colonel Jameson owned a lot of the farm there where the Macedonia Church up the river, the Oldby property. A lot of this was owned by this gentleman right here, Colonel Samuel Jameson. He is buried over across the road in Macedonia Cemetery. And what is so interesting, when he was dividing this land up, or before he did, his daughter and his wife passed away first, and he buried them in a pasture across from the house. Well, that pasture across from the house is across Highway 76, okay? And as we know, it is Macedonia Baptist Church. So anyway, this, with the two graves there, and his was passed down through the years, the different generations, and the Kellys, I believe, on Potter Creek had heard it. And they said, what are we going to do with a pasture with cemetery or graves in it? So the light bulb went off, and they donated to Bastow Baptist Church for a cemetery. And since we have grown, probably outgrown that cemetery, and Mr. Paul Omby is gracious enough to donate land twice on the right-hand side that we've got room there. But anyway, I've got there's a picture of Mr. Samuel Jameson's grave in Bastow Cemetery, and if you ever wanted to go up there and look at it, it's right behind my mom and dad's, okay? It just happened to be. And every year they come in, you know, the Union or the Confederate, and put the flags for the Civil War. Remember, but that's where Colonel Samuel Jameson is buried.
So, fun fact about him, just while we're... Do you know who his nephew is?
I probably do. I don't. What?
Fernando... I can't ever remember what it stands for. Fernando C. McConnell.
Coelho.
Coelho.
Okay.
So when S.Y. Jameson came here, his niece moved with him. And because she moved with him, she met Mr. McConnell down here in Towns County, and they got married. And thus had F.C. McConnell, who would go on to become one of the honestly greatest known Southern Baptist preachers in the state of Georgia, who McConnell Church is named after. Truett McConnell was very popular. He started, I think, Druid Hills, if I remember right, or it was very popular down at Druid Hills. I can't remember which it was.
I was not aware of that, sir.
Yeah, so because he came here, but also the reason we have Tate City in Towns County is because of him.
Is that right?
He owned the property, the majority of the property that's known as Tate City. And he was a state representative. And
he wanted his county.
He wanted, so he could do his business on his, instead of going all the way to Rayburn County, he wanted to go to Towns County, where it was closer. So when they were dividing it up, he made sure his little pieces of property were in the Towns County border so that he could just go to Hiawassee instead of to Clayton to take care of that.
In addition to that, is it true today that children that may live on Tate City go to school in Rayburn County?
Mm-hmm.
We pay for that.
Rayburn County, or Tate City, is closer to Clayton than it is Hiawassee.
Even though it's in there.
Even though it's in Towns County.
Interesting, isn't
it? Yep.
Sure is. Colonel Jameson. And there's a picture of on the right is church number 4. And we left the church number 3 intact. There's classrooms in the back between those. And so that's where we are today. Now, what I would like to do also is just put up a photo. I don't know how we're doing as far as time.
We're good.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, we're only 30 minutes in.
Shut you.
Okay, so who's in this photo that you can tell us about?
Okay, the person on the right, the lady there, is my aunt, Elaine. She was Rogers. She was my mother's sister. And she married Harry England. And to kind of go a little off Uncle Harry, I don't have a picture of here, but Uncle Harry England was a sheriff back in the 30s in Towns County, and then later on served as ordinary. And they had no children, so Harry and Elaine looked after a lot of the nieces and nephews, okay? But let me tell you a story about Uncle Harry, if I could. After he was sheriff, and I came along in 1950, a couple years old, and Harry was ordinary. And Uncle Harry loved to trade mules and horses. So we were going to Murphy one day to the mule auction. And I was on the right-hand side of the truck over there, and I was hanging out the window with the mirrors. And Uncle Harry says, Roger, you get back in here. And I would not listen to him. That air felt good. And he said, when I get you back home, I'm going to lock you up. So we went to Murphy. We got back home. We walked into the jail. Uncle Harry parked there, and he knew the jailers and the deputies. And he says, the deputy there, I forget who it was at the time, says, take this young man upstairs and lock him up. He won't listen. So they took me upstairs, locked me in the first cell on the left. Never forget it, those doors slammed shut. And they left me there, which was probably not over an hour. But I was scared to death, and then I looked out the little window and saw my mother pull up, because Harry was just babysitting me, because she taught school in Flutter Creek. So she came in, I said, Mother, and I hollered, Mom. She said, where are you at? I said, I'm in jail. She said, well, open the door and come on, we got to go. So I went over and pushed the door, and it was open. But anyway, that's my Uncle Harry. Showed me to be, I never did hang out the window. But anyway, he was married.
Hang on, I'm still trying to get.
Okay, this picture here shows Annie Lane with my first cousin Patsy. But Annie Lane, since she was a Rogers, married Harry England, she was a school teacher in the first years, and then she became the director of the Family and Children's Services here in Towns County for many years. Loved children and helped them and families and et cetera. But in addition to that, she would later become one of the, not the founders of the Red Cross in this area. And as a result of that, during World War II, she was, like I say, member of the Red Cross, and she was the first person in the community, her and Uncle Harry, to get a telephone. And we still have that telephone today, but they would notify her, and then if there was a deceased person, you know, that got killed in the war, she'd have to, her and others would have to notify the parents and et cetera. But, and then she owned a big farm up on the Hiawassee River, which is known today if you go up Owl Creek and take a right, the land on next to the river, that was part of the England farm that her and her husband had. So, but anyway, that kind of wraps up what I was going to talk about. I noticed a lot of it was about Macedonia Church, because I'm a historian there, but a little bit about Danny Lane and who was raised and et cetera.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Roger.
Yes, sir. Yeah.